98.1 KZE, good afternoon and welcome back. This is Will with you here. And our guest this afternoon, Joanna Rote, curator of the upcoming Dharma film series at the Rosendale Theater in Rosendale, which kicks off this Sunday, September 15th, 3 o'clock. You can get the full schedule, rosendaletheater.org. They are featuring a film every third Sunday of the month, all the way through January 19th. Again, it's the Dharma film series at the Rosendale Theater in Rosendale, rosendaletheater.org. Joanna Rote, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Hi, Will. Thanks.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come spend time with us here at KZE. Much appreciated. We're going to talk about some of these films specifically, and the film this Sunday, September 15th, spring, summer, fall, winter, and spring. Did I get that right?
You did.
Let's get some of the background. How did you come to this project?
I am a meditation practitioner for many years, very interested in how the Dharma, which we can say means ultimate reality or the truth of the way things really are, how the Dharma expresses itself differently in different cultures. And that really came home to me in 2016 when I was in Bhutan, hiking way up high in the mountains, and through that culture realized it's a different understanding, or it's a cultural different take on the way ultimate reality may be expressed. So I thought, what a curious way to try to bring this to people would be through film, where we can take a different film from a different culture and explore that. So that's how it came about.
A way to reach people through a medium that I think people are comfortable with.
Yes. Right?
People are comfortable with films. I think the casual audience member might even be familiar with some of these films. How'd you go about putting together this group of five films?
I looked at about 60 films. Or at least parts of 60 films. So first of all, researched what films have a kind of dharmic theme that are not overtly didactic.
Okay.
I didn't want bludgeoning or, you know, pushing it at people, but really an art film or a creative artistic film. For example, one of the films is by Scorsese. So they're all beautiful films, and they're teaching, if there's any, is quite subtle, but it's really story that mostly is represented here with a protagonist, and we go on a journey with that person as he or she, most cases he, reaches some level of realization or understanding.
The film you're referencing is on November 17th. That's the Martin Scorsese film. Am I pronouncing this correctly? Kundun?
You are pronouncing it correctly.
I had one shot at getting that right the first time.
You did.
How did you get together with the folks at the Rosendale Theater?
Through one of the members of their programming committee, who we had a conversation about this possibility, and that's Howie Menkoff. And he brought it up to the committee, and they were enthusiastic. So I worked with Anne Citron, who is the director of Rosendale Theater, the executive director, and there we are.
I suspect, correct me if I'm wrong once again, that with the folks at the Rosendale Theater, as long as you were willing to do the work, as long as you were passionate about putting all of this together, they probably kind of, you know, gave you free rein to set out and achieve your goals.
Fair enough. Also, they helped do the research in terms of getting the rights, the distribution rights, which was particularly challenging in these cases because they're not new films coming out where everybody wants the rights to get out there. So they had, there was quite a lot of research involved. Also, I needed to find a sponsor, and I was very fortunate in the Marbletown Multi-Arts Community Center stepping up. MAMA.
Absolutely.
M-A, capital M, capital A. And that is the sponsor for the films, for the whole series. So finding the sponsor, getting Rosendale to say yes, getting the films researched, and then I think the maybe sweetest task and the Also, challenging task was to get the responders. So there is a responder to each of the films, which makes the series perhaps even more unique or inviting to the audience.
So there will be a post-screening talkback or a discussion period following up each film.
Yes.
And you had to go out and find somebody who could comment in a meaningful way and talk with an audience following up each screening.
Yes. And that was me trying to pair up the best regional Dharma teacher given what the film was. For example, the first one out, the spring, summer, fall that you mentioned, is a Korean film. And the director appears in the last segment of the film. But I went to the Wan Dharma Center in Hudson, New York, which is Korean Buddhism, kind of Korean Zen. And perfect to pair up a ordained Korean Buddhist teacher who is also the Korean Buddhist representative to the United Nations in New York City, also a woman, to be the responder to this film.
Let me just take a moment to reintroduce our guest this afternoon, Joanna Rote. She is the curator of the Dharma film series, which kicks off its run at the Rosendale Theater in Rosendale this Sunday, September 15th, featuring one film each third Sunday of the month all the way through January 19th at 3 p.m. each of those Sundays. And the film this Sunday, September 15th, is Spring, Summer, Fall, Winter, and Spring. You've touched on this a little bit, but I think this is just important that we make sure that I understand, the audience understands. It's difficult, I think, because we don't live in a country with a huge Buddhist population. Certainly that's a minority religion. But it's important to remember that the way Buddhism is practiced in like Southeast Asia is very different than the way Buddhism is practiced potentially in mainland China versus Japan. This is a religion with a wide-ranging experiences.
I think so. Maybe not very different. There are certainly core principles and core practices, but there is a kind of cultural differentiation. And that's what each of these films allows us to understand.
Yeah.
And maybe benefit by.
Yeah, see some of that diversity across the
the
human experience.
Yeah, quite
let's,
so.
Let's talk a little bit about the film this Sunday specifically, Spring, Summer, Fall, Winter, and Spring. And you mentioned that this is a South Korean film.
That's right, South Korean.
Talk to us a little bit about the story here.
Well, there is, it takes place in a temple entirely surrounded by nature, and this temple floats on a lake. So first of all, you have this uplifted, gorgeous, natural world experience that is somehow otherworldly and yet very, very earthy. And there's a young boy who is in the care of a Buddhist monk who lives alone in that temple. And we follow this boy growing into old age through four seasons.
Oh, wow.
And it is exquisite. It's a masterpiece of artistic achievement. And I really invite everyone to come and see how this little boy grows up and all the human aspects and challenges and obstacles of being human that he encounters, including sexuality, violence or aggression, and quite remarkable.
Well, I want to thank you so much for stopping by and being a part of the programming here on KZE. Joanna Rote, curator of the Dharma film series at the Rosendale Theater in Rosendale. I just want to quickly mention the other films. October 20th, it's The Dharma Brothers. November 17th, Kundun. Also, December 15th, the film is Unmistaken Child. Did I get that right? And January 19th is, I'm not actually going to try and pronounce the name of the film on January 19th. Do you want to do that for me?
Well, this is the story of the greatest swordsman of Japan.
Okay.
It's Samurai Trilogy Part 3.
Oh.
It's the story of Musashi Miyamoto.
And then I know that there was one other speaker I believe you wanted to mention.
Well, yes, Robert Thurman, the great Robert Thurman, is the responder to Kundun, which is the story of the Dalai Lama leaving Tibet, escaping from Tibet. And Robert Thurman was a consultant on this film. So who better
Absolutely.
He will be our guest speaker and Q&A person.
Well, a fantastic job on your part to book Robert Thurman. Again, that's following up the film Kundun, the Martin Scorsese film, on November 17th. You can get the full schedule, all the details on the upcoming Dharma film series. Again, it kicks off this Sunday, 3 o'clock, with the film Spring, Summer, Fall, Winter, and Spring at the Rosendale Theater in Rosendale. All of this is covered, rosendaletheater.org. Joanna Rote, thank you so much for being a part of the programming. Safe travels to you. Hopefully we get to see you again down the road.
What a pleasure, Will.
Thank you. It's 98.1 KZE.